Don't put political views over the Word of God. Let's go through some specific views and step on some more toes. How about some specific views where people get their views warped by politicians instead of going with the Word of God? You know, how about in the area of warfare? You know, what does the Bible teach? You know, the Bible teaches that we should be peaceful. Amen. And the Bible says in James chapter 4, verse 1, from whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence even of your lust that war in your members? You lust and have not. You kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not because ye ask amiss that you may consume it upon your lust. According to the Bible, warfare comes from greedy people wanting to have things that aren't theirs. You lust and desire to have, and you fight and war and kill to get those things. But yet today, many Christians in America, they get all riled up and they want to literally bomb and kill women and children, civilians. Because they get all riled up from the leaven of Herod. They get on Herod's program. They get on Herod's agenda. You know, Jesus Christ came not to destroy men's lives, but to save them. Amen. And it's not our job to be caught up in the affairs of this life and to be so worried about who's in charge of some piece of ground over in Europe or the Middle East. Who cares? Hey, we need to be fighting in the Lord's army. We need to be pushing for the things that further the kingdom of God, not just the American empire, 150 bases all over the world, or I'm sorry, bases in 150 countries all over the world, our empire all over the world, and we got to go seize the oil over here, and we got to seize the opium over here, and we've got to just get involved in every fight and every conflict. No, my friend, we should not be pro-war as Christians. It's garbage. I'm all for defense. I'm all for defending ourselves, but going to the other side of the world and fighting preemptive battles against our enemies is wicked. Amen. It's not godly. And by the way, killing civilians is wicked too. There, I said it. Killing civilians is not righteous. That's not what the Bible teaches. How can we as New Testament Bible-believing Christians just become these bloodthirsty war hawks that just want to bomb Iran into the Stone Age and kill them all and let God sort them out? That's not a Christian attitude. We should fantasize about evangelizing Iran and not fantasize about nuking Iran. Amen? Amen?